Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Boy, that was janky. You're still practicing, I know. That's
they'll pretend to be patriots.
There you go. Okay. We're breaking a new board up here. At any rate, folks, good evening. It is Monday, 29th of April, 2019. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. And joining me from God's waiting room in Florida, Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve. What? Oh. Okay. The backup guy that's doing the training knows I got Steve Elkins on. All right. Well, let me... Okay, that's a little janky, but it's live, right? At any rate, I suppose y'all heard that we had a little incident out here in Poway, California, where this 19-year-old, well-educated, comes from a good home, at least a well-moneyed home, decides he's going to go into a synagogue and shoot the fingers off a rabbi and, I guess, killed a woman. And what's really strange about this is it comes out almost simultaneously that he was under investigation for wanting to burn down a mosque. So he was already being looked at, and this guy takes an AR-15 into a synagogue and shoots people. Now, do you have him? Steve, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I was talking about Poway here, California.
Yes.
The 19-year-old, educated, comes from a wealthy family, decides he's going to go shoot the fingers off a rabbi and, I guess, kill a woman with his AR-15. And we subsequently learn here, I'm not going to speak at length about this because I need to dive down this rabbit hole to see what's going on, but this is the preliminary stuff that we have, that several days before this, he was under investigation, Steve, under investigation, yes, for wanting to burn down a mosque. Yeah. So who was looking at this kid? Anybody?
You know, John, I looked at this over the weekend also, and I found things that just didn't match up either. The story itself... evidently, he's a very talented piano player, 19 years old, supposedly a student at California State University, a nursing student, which he can't be in the School of Nursing yet because he hasn't done his prereqs yet. I can tell you that now. He's not actually a nursing student. Maybe that's his goal. But a 4,000-page manifesto, a 4,000-word manifesto, I'm sorry, that somebody actually counted the words to say actually 4,000 words. This whole thing reeks of... It's the timing. It's the timing. You know, Chris Hinckley says a lot on his program, coincidences are possible but not likely. I look at the timing of this shooting here, John. We've had this. We've had a big. It's a red hot issue here. Anti-Semitism. It's been in the news for the last couple of weeks. There's been a big push in this, and then suddenly this happens again. 6 months after the last one in Pittsburgh? And I look at all this theater, what's going on, whether it's real or it's false flag. There's a timing issue here, and there's an agenda. And the anti-Semitism is being pushed very hard, and the rhetoric of it. And now this happens, and now let's see what happens after this, because I think there's a snowball effect here. Something is happening with the anti-Semitism, trying to tell everybody and basically convince them that there's a serious problem in this country with anti-Semitism. People hate Jews. Well, I don't see it. I have never in my life met anybody verbally come out and said, I hate Jews. I hate Jews. I want to kill them. I have never in my life heard that from anybody. I disagree with Israel, the behavior and how they treat people, but hating Jews in general, no, I've never heard that. But they're trying to mold this. They're trying to fuel this anger of anti-Semitism. There's a major agenda going on here. No doubt about it.
Well, I think it's a little bit deeper than that. Sam, do you have that in queue? Okay, let's do a question and answer thing here, Steve.
Okay.
Who is the author and singer of this song?
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Any guesses?
The answer is?
Any guesses, Steve?
That's Willie Nelson?
That is Steve Voss.
I know it is.
The mayor of Poway, California.
Yes, I didn't know that. Yep. Did you know he was mayor? Did you know he was mayor?
Yes, I did.
I did not know he was a mayor. I knew he was a song artist and stuff, but I didn't know that.
All right. Well, what are the odds of something like this happening? I mean, think about this. And one of the songs that he does is Come and Take It.
Right.
And I'll play a little bit of that. Sam, open up my computer pot there. Thank you. Now, I'm going to give you a few bars of this.
Heart of Texas, back in 1835, they drew a line in the sand. The folks at Gonzales had freedom on their minds. It was all because of a cannon that had kept their colony safe. But then General Santa Ana sent some Mexican troops to take the big gun away. You know what those colonists said? Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry from our cold dead hands.
All right. That's pulled off of YouTube.
Yep.
And it's got a static picture there. Guess what the picture is of?
What's that?
An AR-15. Okay. What was the shooter that used at the synagogue out there?
AR-15.
Do you believe in coincidences? Do you believe in fairies?
No.
There's something afoot here. This is why I am going to take this. I'm going to let this situation out in California calm down a little bit. And then I'm going to get a hold of Steve and go, you know, what do you think's really going on here? Now, there was training that was going on out there as well. It's only a city of 50,000, and evidently they were all singing the song of Kumbaya or something, and they thought that they'd had this thing. Now, isn't it strange that we also have drills and people getting together to prevent stuff like this? We got a 19-year-old kid that tried to burn down, according to the authorities. The FBI was planning on burning down a mosque before he shot up a synagogue. Hello? Right on the heels of two people, parents of Sandy Hook, suing Alex Jones. There's something afoot here.
There is. Yeah, it says wearing tactical gear, helmet, and vest.
Yeah.
And saying that the Christchurch shooting, mosque shooting in New Zealand inspired him, plus the Pittsburgh shooting.
Inspired him for what reason? White kid out of a upper middle class or upper cross class home, a pianist, he wants to be an RN. Exactly, he got inspired from what?
I know.
Yeah.
Doesn't quite fit, does it?
No, it's sure as hell.
Because normally these kind of kids come from broken families. They have no father or something. They're pulled out, and somebody's molding their minds to carry out the act of a false flag shooting. And this kid doesn't fit the mold at all. So this is a puzzle to me.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to make a big fuss about this. I'm not going to draw attention to myself, because this very well part of the list, the bucket list they might want to fill, is to get rid of Steve Voss, or at least tie him into, oh, those evil right-wing people that hate blacks and hate Jews.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, this is absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. This is crazier than crazy. Mm-hmm. Because I've said this a million times. I've had Jewish host on this network.
Mm-hmm.
I've had two or three of them. I had a board op that was a Jew. I've done business with Jews. And my thing is not Jews like yours. You never hear me running around going, oh, I just got to kill all them damn Jews.
Nope.
We've been covering the Palestinian issue for a number of years. This is a Zionist. This is a political movement, and they've sucked the Jewish people along with them into this. So I'm not going to burn down the barn to get rid of the Zionists when it's really intended that would be anti-Semitic and, well, you hate the Jews. I don't hate the Jews. I love Jews. I love grape Jews. I like orange Jews. I love all the Jews, okay? But there is something, you're right, there is something afoot here, because it's all, when that little idiot from Minnesota comes out and, well, the perfect political opportunity. She said, what? Questioning the policy with Israel? United States policy with Israel? Ooh, she's anti-Semitic. And then every damned network, every newspaper, every magazine, every editorial, oh, anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting next couple of weeks. They're going to ride this wave. Never let a good crisis go to waste. And the anti-Semitism move, they're trying to make it as if it really is a serious problem. It is not. It is not. They are manufacturing, they are creating this, and they're trying to infuse this into our lives and saying, it is all around us. Everybody hates the Jews. No, we don't. No, we don't. You're wrong. By the way, the lyrics of Steve Haas's, his lyrics for his music, is very patriotic, kind of a Charlie Daniels feel to it, his writing. And you might be right. There may be an agenda to get rid of him as mayor, something there. There may be something there on that.
I mean, here we have a little little white bread town out here in California, 50,000. And, Steve didn't want to become the mayor of L.A. I wouldn't have either. So he's mayor of a nice, well-to-do. I mean, are you familiar with the town?
I am not. No. Okay. No, it's outside of San Diego is all I know.
Okay. Well, it's pretty hotsy-totsy.
It should be, yeah. 50,000.
Yeah. So, folks, as I said, I'm not going to make an overly big deal about this because I don't want to draw attention in case there is something afoot. But all indicators are, yeah, there's something afoot here. Yeah, definitely. This is what Steve Voss had to say, by the way, when interviewed by ABC's Tannel. Let me see. I don't know. I don't think this is in Poway. But it's a local affiliate out there, ABC.
And as more details emerge about some of the heroic actions taken Saturday, we're also learning more about the precautions the synagogue took that prepared it for this horrific attack.
Yeah, joining us right now is Poway Mayor Steve Voss. Thank you so much for being here. Mr. Mayor, we understand after the Tree of Life synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, you reached out to leaders saying that everyone needs to have a plan in place. And in fact, the rabbi said they'd conducted active shooter drills, and he believes that helped save lives. What do you say needs to be done going forward after something like this has happened?
Well, there's no question in my mind that the meeting we had a few days after the Tree of Life massacre, and we shared with the congregation what to do, and then months later, the active shooter drill that we had at City Hall that Rabbi Goldstein attended. You know, I think we need to do more of that. And Rabbi Goldstein made some powerful points last night that, you know, he believes we ought to bring back a moment of silence in schools so that folks can think about the fact that God loves us all, and there's nothing that can come between us and God's love. And I agree, I come from a different faith tradition, but I think until we reconnect with that, we're going to continue to have problems. Hate and heartbreak have been around since the beginning of time, but we can be more vigilant and stand together, shoulder to shoulder.
What prompted the action, the pre-action, to be prepared? We think of Poway, and it's kind of a lifestyle in a certain neighborhood, right? We don't think of these things happening in Poway. What prompted you to say, you know what, we need to take these measures everywhere?
We're proud of the fact that we're the safest city in the county and top 20 safe in the state of California. And I give all the credit in the world to our sheriff's department that they look ahead and think, okay, how can we get even safer? So it was their idea to reach out. I was just tagging along. They're great like that, working with the community to keep them safe. We have no more sacred duty as elected officials.
You mentioned the rabbi talking about a moment of silence. What do you think about changing education? Some religious leaders in town have said we need to understand each other's faiths better. Perhaps that could help, because a lot of people are thinking going forward, we need to prevent this from happening again.
There's such a twisted irony that just a week before this tragedy, we had an interfaith gathering in Poway. People from all faith traditions came together, and our sole purpose was to talk about finding more common ground, about building bridges instead of barriers. And we laid some great groundwork. That doesn't stop a tragedy like this. You can't see hate in everybody's heart. You don't know who's going to strike and when. But I believe it laid the groundwork for how the community came together. As much as I said the first morning, this is not Poway, last night we saw the real Poway, where thousands of people came together just to put their arms around one another and say, I'm standing with you.
Mayor Steve Voss, I want to thank you for your time. And we have a lot to learn about this shooter. He seems like he came from a good home, well-educated. I mean, the big question of why is still out there.
Well, yeah, the question, yeah. Do you know, Steve, I have told people, speaking of Sandy Hook, the host that's getting sued over that, didn't remind people that, look, you know, don't be an animal like me. Don't be an animal. Don't call up and insulting and swearing and threatening and doing. How many times have the listeners heard me say that when you make a phone call, do not be their worst nightmare or perceived to be some wingnut or some tinfoil hat, drug-addled whatever. Please do not do that, because when you call, you're representing patriots. You're representing people that love their country, that want their country back. You know, that kind of deal. So for gosh sakes, you can be firm, but don't be impolite. You can be forceful in your message, but don't be an idiot. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you what, starting the militias in this country and helping to start the bulk of them, we told all the commanders and all the states and all the little subdivisions and everything else, you are going to be in control of people that are going to be armed. Use your best sense, logic and sense. Do not let situations get out of hand that you're not going to be able to control, because the media is standing by waiting for you to slip up. I have no idea what the influences were. You know, I mean, in that manifesto that he did, Steve, mm-hmm. He's also mentioned that
Well, he expects to go to prison, and when the revolution starts, he'll be freed. Oh, wow.
You know, in this interview with Steve Voss, I can't help but pick it apart when she says, or he said, that how can we prevent these shootings?
Let's pick it up on that note when we get back, because you know what, folks? You can't prevent this stuff. How to stop a madman with a gun is a guy with a gun that wants to stop the madman. And no amount of rabbi fingers are going to stop that.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What a way to start a Monday, huh?
Yeah. Well, let me get back to that. When I said, when they said, how can we prevent these shootings? And you said it. You can't. You cannot prevent shootings unless you can read somebody's mind. You cannot predict what they're going to do. So the only way to prevent a shooting would be, for the gun grabbers would say, well, we just take all your guns, and there'll be no guns, so we won't have to worry about it anymore. But, you know, black market, and there's always going to be guns, so... You can't prevent them. You cannot prevent a shooting. You can't prevent this.
Do you think that we have a bigger active criminal element in this country than they do in New Zealand? I would think so.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so we have shootings. I mean, well, we switch cities. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all vying for being number one in the amount of deaths caused by guns. whether it be Detroit or Washington, D.C. or Chicago, Illinois. But yet, they haven't been successful in banning the guns. But they've taken another approach. They've taken the corporatized, we're in a democracy and we're the city council or the county council, and, well, we can vote and we'll put this as a referendum, and we can just negate the state and federal constitution on the Second Amendment if we want to, because it's the new democracy. As long as you get 51% of the vote, hey, no problem. We still have the guns, and we don't have Obamacare, which they're desperately trying to resurrect, as if a $1 trillion a year drug business is not protected enough in this country. But we still have the guns. And I, for one, and I've said that, I said this last week, and I said it the week before. If they think, now, could you imagine? Now, feature this for a second, Steve. One of our detractors out there says, you know, this right-wing radio talk show host, this John Stedner, you know, he's encouraging people to get more weapons, and you know, I think he's dangerous. Do you think they might find some law enforcement in and around Round Rock, Texas that might take action? I don't know if the red law is here in Texas or not, or the red agenda, let's say. It may not be. But just feature that for a second. That and Donald Trump said this, folks. You know, we'll take the guns first and we'll worry about the process later. Look, in any country that they've taken the guns, who are the ones that are free to continue to commit crimes with the banned weapons? Because they're criminals? It's the criminals.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, this rabbi, he didn't want to leave the synagogue. I mean, he's all shot up, fingers gone and bullet holes. And he said, no, if I have to die at this synagogue, I'll die here. Okay, rabbi, chill out here. Nobody wants to see anybody dead. But this goes against the nature of the true core of the patriot movement in this country, Steve. I know, because I've lived it. I've lived among it. I've helped create it. I've been part of it. And this is totally out of character. Totally out of character. These are people that I don't know if they're on, I don't know, could he be on SSRIs? I don't know.
Question.
But here's a kid that's, he loves music, he's an accomplished pianist, he's wants to become a nurse and well moneyed, well educated, and all of a sudden he's there. Well, I took my tip from the shooting down there in New Zealand, really. So if he was being investigated for maybe possibly trying to burn down a mosque, he was not being watched, he was not being monitored.
John, I'm looking over your red laws right now for Texas here. Red law, red flag law, closing gun show loophole among 19 gun bills by Texas lawmakers.
Yeah.
I'll read more about that on break, but I do believe you have red laws there too.
Well, so. not the ones that we've seen cropping up around the country. All you have to do is make a phone call, and with no due process, nobody asking any questions, some armed thugs show up at your door demanding your guns.
Yeah. Well, you're right. This kid doesn't fit the profile at all. I mean, he's a piano player. Now, piano, very calming, relaxing, wanting to be a nurse, caring about people, wanting to take care of people. Those are good traits. Those are good things. I mean, if you had this kid, 19-year-old kid that was into hard, heavy metal, speed metal, things like that, and horror flicks and gruesome movies and stuff like that, and video games, you'd say, well, you know, kind of all fits, but it does not fit the mold, the profile of a kid that's going to go out there and start shooting people up. So it doesn't fit.
Well, guess what else was happening out in California, out in Huntington Beach? Did you see it on the news, though? You might have saw it on their website.
No.
You didn't see it on the news? Well, gee, Steve, I wonder why. Here is a march against the sanctuary state in Huntington Beach, California. I'll play a little bit of this when we get back. But all the stuff that's going on in this country that you and I would consider to be, yeah, that's a step in the right direction, it's not being covered.
Nope.
So, brother, it's starting to get a little bit thick. Yeah, they might send me to prison, but somebody will break me out when a revolution comes. Oh, God. We'll be back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are back. Well, simultaneously, folks, what's going on out in Huntington Beach, California, the march against the sanctuary state? Here's a little sampling of it. It was a bullhorn festival, I guess.
I'm out here to protect the law. The law of the United States of America. We like people coming across the border if they do it right. But with the drugs, the pedophiles, and all the MS-13 gang members, we don't want that here. We don't need that here. We've got enough of that.
USA! 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 USA!
USA! USA! USA!
USA! USA! USA! USA!
No commies! No pedophiles! No child sacrifice! No commies! No pedophiles! No child sacrifice! Trigger! Trigger! This is MAGA country!
Because a good communist is a dead communist.
Donald!
Trump! Donald! Trump!
When I say Donald, you say Trump! Donald!
Trump!
Donald!
Trump!
And you can hear by the horn beeps, there's a lot of people driving by that were in support of what these guys are doing.
USA! USA!
You know, John, they're going to take that USA chant and say they're white nationalists.
Oh, you can... Oh, man, that's already in the works. Yeah.
White supremacist.
Rachel Maddow lies. They all lie. Do not believe the lies.
Oh, that happened to be a black chick with a bullhorn. Can't have any of that stuff. Boy, well, that you get the flavor of it.
Oh yeah.
Well, three more California cities are voting to opt out of the state sanctuary laws. It looks like things aren't going swimmingly well for the communist, and by the way, that vitriolic, yeah, the only good communist is a dead communist. You know, protest, yell, scream, do whatever, but don't threaten death, please. This is just they're creating fires to try to burn the forest down, and people that seemed hell-bent on throwing logs on the fire to burn the forest down.
Well, we're still debating this whole thing of sanctuary, and I'm not sure why, because it's illegal, it's against the law, and for some reason, I guess we just don't have law, because there's two words that seem to nullify the immigration laws, and that's sanctuary, or asylum, or humanitarian, but for some reason, this shouldn't even be a subject we should be talking about. I mean, it's the law is a law, and evidently we have people, mayors and governors, who say, well, I don't give a damn about your law.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go against your law, and which I would like to see really Donald Trump to do something about it, to send some authorities over and start arresting these governors and these mayors to say, because you're defying U.S. federal law, we're gonna jail you.
Oh, well,
and send a message.
Well, but we'll have to open up an investigation, because Donald Trump has lost his mind, because look at these poor people. What's happening right now, they've changed up the release. I have a story posted. If we have time, we'll get into that story as well. But what are they doing out in Arizona? Well, they're arresting the illegals, and what are they doing? They're letting them go.
Yep.
Now,
in Tucson.
In California, in our own archives, I pulled up a story. This is from January 23rd of 2017. Poll, 74% of Californians want to end sanctuary cities. The vast majority of residents living in California, and what happened? Did we have millions of illegals come into the state to change the poll numbers or to change the sentiment? A vast majority of residents living in California would like to see sanctuary cities barred, a state home to multiple jurisdictions which refuse to abide by federal immigration laws. And that's what this is. This is the middle finger to the Fed, and the one thing that they should be very good at, the one thing that the Constitution says that, hey, you're in charge of border security, yeah. Your sovereignty lines on the map here, mapping you out as being a sovereign country. And one of the things that you have perfect dominion and jurisdiction over is immigration. But we see what the net effect of this is. We saw the pushback on Trump build his wall. Okay, and here we are. They're going over the wall. They're going under the wall. They're going around the walls. They get into this country. I want sanctuary. I want asylum. Boom, that's it. They get arrested and turned right back out in the streets. That's what needs to be stopped. But now they're encroaching in more and more The military types are making their little incursions across our border to go after the security forces that are trying to guard us against what's coming over that border. Steve, I've never thought I would see the day of the twisted times that we are living in right now.
These are bizarre times, John. They're not interesting times. These are very bizarre times. I am very bothered by illegals coming to my country who have more rights than a citizen. I am very bothered by that theory that for some reason, an illegal coming in has more concern, more attention, more rights than I do as a citizen. I am very bothered by this. That's one of the reasons why I left California. I mean, I told you when they became a sanctuary city in Santa Rosa, and then not too long after that, Governor Moonbeam said the entire state would be a sanctuary state. I said, my wife, I said, we are going to leave now. So let's get this house going, and we're getting out of here.
And it's time to go, and you did.
It's time to go. I did. The writing is on the wall.
And you got out of there just in time before half the damn state burned down.
And that's going to happen again and again and again, John. Floods, fires, they're going to core the place out.
Well,
Agenda 21.
I guess this is the perfect time here. Rafael Carranza, the Arizona Republic, published this story. Senator Kristen Sinema met with nonprofit leaders, federal authorities, and local officials on improving how migrants are released into communities. These are illegal aliens. Here's the clip. Maybe sort of. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. We have a commercial here. Yeah, it's funny. They can monetize whatever they want, but we try to monetize a good channel and we get deplatformed. I see how that happens. All right.
House Financial.
Sorry. It's another commercial now. It just told me your video will start in 6 seconds. Well, yeah, after the next video. All right, here we go.
With NGOs, law enforcement, to try to get a sense of what you can do to help improve conditions for these migrants who are coming to the United States. What did you learn, and where can you go from here?
So I learned a lot. First, I was able to go down and actually visit some of the border ports of entry and meet with our law enforcement agents last week. So I learned about the capacity issues, the timing issues, and they really are overwhelmed with the influx of migrants seeking asylum. My goal in the meeting today was to help NGOs at a statewide level and our Border Patrol and ICE and Customs and Border Protection officers figure out how to best connect with each other to have the handoff of migrant families into the community.
Yeah, there it is. How best we all get together and dialogue to consensus and sing a couple of bars of Kumbaya, and then we find the best ways to hand off these families to put them in the communities. What? This is, I butchered her name, and it should be butchered. Senator Kristen Sinema. I'm sorry. Impart some more wisdom on me, Senator.
So they can be helped by our NGOs and then ultimately united with family members or sponsors throughout the country. It's been going pretty well considering how dire the situation has been, but there have been times when the demand has exceeded capacity. There have been times when the communication didn't work perfectly because of stress and taxation. So my hope today was to try and figure out how do we coordinate at a statewide level to better manage this unexpected flow.
Do you have a sense of...
Unexpected. Steve, this senator, it's a big mystery to her. It's unexpected.
No, it's not.
It's not at all. And by the way, folks, this meeting took place last Friday with local law enforcement and Border Patrol officers. I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall during that meeting, because I have yet to have direct contact with ICE or Border Patrol or anybody that's in favor of the illegals running over the damn border and then them having to babysit them and then hand them off, knowing full well that once they get handed off, they end up in the community. They might get a notice, hey, you got to appear in court, which they never do. And they up and disappear in all four corners of this country. And you're right, Steve. Either we have a law or we don't. That's right. But who's going to stop it? Do we have to get the citizens' militia? Oh, that's right. Yeah, the FBI doesn't like that idea. We did it before. It went off without incident. Only these guys were very cognizant of the fact that they might have their ranks infiltrated by maybe somebody that's an old criminal himself. I'm tired of the apologists. I'm tired of the BS. I'm tired of it all. I'm tired of the message that the American public gets that is so manufactured, so one-sided. You know, we got millions of deplorables. Oh, I'm sorry. I used Hillary Clinton's description of people that thought that she ought to be in jail, that love their country, but they fear their government and the criminals running it. But, Steve, that gets twisted around too. Well, see, those are the Trump deplorables, and they're just haters. Haters. In the final analysis, you're either a hater, you're prejudiced, you're an anti-Semite, or you're something, but you just ain't American no more. When in fact, folks, the American people share the same sentiments and passions. The majority of them do, okay? So in your grand scheme of democracy, if you were playing fair and left both sides of the message out, you would see in your great formation of the new democracy that 51% say no. They're saying hell no, as a matter of fact. But that message never gets delivered. And I will say this. They've tried to blend Zionism and Judaism and being Jewish all in the same thing. It is not. The Zionists in this country control our politics, control our flow of information. Notice I said Zionists, but they've tried to meld the two of Jews and Zionists. Well, they're synonymous. They're one and the same. No, they are not.
Not even close.
Not even close.
No, not even close. Totally different.
We got a real problem in this country because the media's have been hijacked. Anybody that wants to bring up any fact on any social platform is deplatformed. If they don't like your politics or the T-shirts you sell or maybe the talk on your network they don't like, well, then you're debanked. Folks, this is turning into an all-out war. And it's on the war of people. Now let's all agree on one thing here. People that love this country very much, that believe in the rule of law, that would like to see the Constitution and demanding that the Constitution be followed. These are people that we've already done our penance here for all the anti-black stuff that went on. No, I'm sorry, you're not going to get reparations. No. No.
I agree.
We have serious problems in this country, but the majority of the people in this country, they, I hate to say categorize, but they have core beliefs. And that's not changed. This is still who we are. But we are under assault. I mean, from so many different directions at the same time. Economically, socially, religiously, if you will. We got people still trying to marry the Jews with the Christians. Judaism. Anybody responsible never picks up that mantle and go, okay, so how do they figure, well, how do they feel about Christianity in Israel? Well, why don't you go over there with your King James Bible? Why don't you stand on a street corner and start preaching from the Bible and see what happens to you? And again, this kind of information never gets out to the American people, never gets out to the public. If they heard it, they'd be scratching their head and going, wait a minute, what's really going on here?
the information is being withheld from them, Steve, so they can't even digest it and make up their own minds. It's all being crafted and spoon-fed to them.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. You know, when I talk to somebody, like my next door neighbor, he's leaving tomorrow, going back to Maine. By the way, I got another violation. I was making sun tea in my front yard in a gallon jug, and that's against HOA too. So.
Oh, well, you don't. Oh God, no, please don't bring up these little crap.
I'm done. I'm done with that. Okay, I'm moving on. By the way, I got some good news for you later on that house. But
what on the iced tea?
No. The people I'm buying the house from are leaving bunk beds behind. So when you and Vinny come over, you guys got the one room, top bunk, bottom bunk. You're set, man.
You're not going to relegate us to the backyard shed?
We do have a treehouse in the backyard, and Michelle and I are talking about putting some electricity out there, put a little 5,000-unit AC back there for you. And we put
if she's not going to let me sleep in your house, I'll burn the thing down. Tell her that.
A little intercom, John, come to dinner now.
Now, somebody's going to take me seriously here. Tongue in cheek, folks. A little bit of humor on a very dark day. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. It is dark. You know, yes, the law is supposed to apply to everyone, but selective. It's very selective.
Well, in a democracy, in a socialized democracy, of course they got to pick and choose.
Yep.
You know, fairness under the law, there's no equality there. We'll take the break. Eric in Tennessee, you're up. 800-313-9443. I know you guys are busting at the seams here. Don't wait till the last half hour. Call in now. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, it's all right. Riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right. If you live the life you please. Well, it's all right.
It's all right to live the life you please as long as it's politically correct and you're part of their democracy. Eric in Tennessee. Hello.
Hey, John and Steve.
Hey.
Really, this is for Steve. I need a personal phone call from you to discuss some matters of health with a great friend of ours. And I think you have my contact information already. I sent you an email a while back and when I donated to the Claw Foundation.
The Claw. Oh, gosh.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Go to my email and send it again, the telephone number, just make sure I have it. I'll give you a buzz.
Okay. Will do.
Okay.
And I think that's all I got right now. That's it. It pertains to a great friend of all of ours. And okay. I'm here to try to help, if nothing else.
Okay.
Good thing.
All right. Okay, Eric. Thank you.
Okay, John. Right. Thanks.
Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark in Georgia.
Hey there. How about I send you some pretty pieces of metal that I bought a while back? I just sent it in the mail, but put it in something where people won't know that it's actually something that actually has value, right?
Okay, what kind of metal are you talking about? Are we talking iron, zinc?
Well, the Latin term, I remember asking my professor in seminary what this AG stands for on the periodic table, and he says Argentinium. Like the nation Argentina is based on the Latin word for silver. So, yes, I got to thinking about it. I'm going to be starting a new job soon where telecommunications again, and I intend to be sending you some ones and zeros in what we absurdly and wrongly call money. But in the meantime, I think I owe it to you to send you some of this Argentinium and help out any way I can. You're ever in my prayers. Because the thing about that guy, Arrogant Jerk, those are his initials, you know. And shortly before Aaron Russo died, he went on record with this guy about Nick Rockefeller and the hidden agenda behind the War of Terror. And there is an excellent illustration to indict the counterfeit is to exonerate the legitimate, and our quarrel is not with Jews. Our quarrel is with those that Christ himself calls the synagogue of Satan. And I want to be clear, they call themselves Jews, but they are not. And
well,
there are many that call themselves Christian,
and,
right?
And Mark, here's part of the problem. That, what you just said right there, will never end up on a debate on any one of the snooze channels or anything else, because there is real fact behind what you just said.
Absolutely.
You know, Thomas, the grand dame that used to show up at the press conferences, Helen Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
When
she's Arabic.
And she said, if there's anybody that's a Semite, it is me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Camille, my friend, a Palestinian Christian, and all Arabs are Semitic, and that's where I'm like, I'm going to the GOP state convention down in Savannah in, I guess, like, is it the third Saturday of May? And I'm not going there to call myself a conservative. I'm saying I am a classical liberal because I agree with the founder. And I'm tired of you neocons using the word liberal denigrate anyone who doesn't agree with you,
or to slather patriotism with your neoconish stuff, and then put Jesus into the same mix. No more. Hey, Mark, I appreciate that. I'll look for your little donation there, and I appreciate your call. Good luck to you. We got top of the hour break here. Bruce, Tom, and others will take your calls right after the top of the hour. 800-313-9443.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product,
Every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic.